just real hog, but the hair is real like that. And the kind of short hog, the ears sets up like that.
And they got them what?
That way the ears sit. And they got kind of red, little angry looking eyes.
What is they got in their mouth? What do they touch you with?
Them touches sit up, grow down like that. They killed a man right at the road jail about him. So last year, I believe, cut him to death. Cut him here, all up here, and cut him here.
All the way up his
thigh. And then he aimed to run and knocked him down and cut him then across here.
Have you got any hogs that come up wild here?
Yes, and some come up here wild a year or two ago. With two bulls. I had some hogs over there in my pen.
What do you call them?
Wild hog.
Do you have any names for them?
No.
Call them Piney Woods Rooters?
No, there wasn't no Piney Woods Rooters. They was just, here's a nice bred hog. Look like they fat, they weighed around 300 pounds.
Them Piney Woods Rooters are?
Oh, Lord, I won't want nothing to do with them. Sir.
You got them around here?
If somebody, give me get some bread, some people don't fool around breeding the hog, get no good blood. It's
yeah.
Got some.
Yeah. When you wean a calf, he'll start to what? When you wean a calf, he'll start to do it what?
She's bully. Want a male.
When you wean a calf?
A cow.
A calf. What'll a calf start to do it? The noise he'll start to make.
He'll start to lowing for his mother. You can put him up and he start to lower. But I never did put up now. I always got me a wiener put on. And he could go with your mother. But he couldn't suck. And he just stay right with him. And they couldn't suck. And they ain't going with him once or twice. And that wiener stick with you gonna find him away. And you see, you get this piece of tin with four flames on it, sticking up that way. When he go and put it in under here, when he go and them things hit up breath, her stomach, he go kick it. And he go stay away from there then.
Now, when you're feeding the horse, he might start to what?
Nick it for his feet.
Yeah.
When he hungry, when the horse come up, if you've been feeding it, around about 6 o'clock in the morning, well now you need to worry about that hog. If he ain't there at 6 o'clock, you go look for him, something happened to him. If he ain't there for 6, he on his way. Get up in the morning, that horse is going to nickel. Plum till you come out there and feed. And the horse knows exactly what room you stay in. Now I had a mouse, she'd come right there to the fence, to what room I was in, then she'd start nickel until I get up. Then I'd get up and go in the house and make coffee. She'd start to holler, didn't show enough.